Sullivan of the International Secret Police. Barney, flying up the Seong River in an effort to rescue Marsha Winfield on a tip from Bob Gilmore, finds Bob knocked unconscious by the renegade aviator Splinters, a member of the Octopus Band. Meanwhile, Speed and Clint go to Lee Ying's tea house preparatory to their return to the Seong Tunnel, where they plan to open the passage hidden by the secret rock door and track the octopus to his lair. The boys find the tea house in flames, and Clint, thinking that Ying might be trapped, braves the fire while Speed begs him to come back.
Clint! Where are you? Come back! Golly, what happened to him? Darn that smoke, I didn't see anything.
Steve, what are you doing here?
Ying, we thought you were in the crime laboratory.
Oh, certainly not.
Well, Clint went in there looking for you.
What, in those flames?
Yes.
Wait here, Speed. I'm going in after Clint.
Steve! It's Clint! Clint! Ying is safe! He's with me!
Look. There he is. He's half overcome by smoke. Let us get him. Put your handkerchief over your mouth and nose, Speed.
Yeah. Did I tell you to stay back, Speed? Grab that arm, Ying. I'll take this side.
All right. But hurry. The fire is gaining rapidly.
Yeah.
Now, down the hall. Can you walk all right, Clint?
Yes. If you leave me, Ying, smoke almost blinded me. And it almost got me, too, Clint.
Hurry. The roof may cave in at any time. Here now, out on the street.
The roof! Caved in!
Yes, we escaped just in time. Let us get Clint to the Golden Lotus, where we can talk.
With your tea house, the crime laboratory.
All lost, Speed. The fire department will be here any minute. We must get Clint out of this crowd.
Are you feeling okay now, Clint?
Yes, Speed. Thanks to you and Ying.
It is I who should be thanking you, Clint, for risking your life in the flames when you thought me trapped in the crime laboratory.
Well, how did you escape it anyhow, Ying? Did you know there was a fire?
Oh, yes. My bedroom is right next to the laboratory, and I was awakened by the odor of smoke. When I tried to open my door, I found it bolted.
Then the Octopus Gang started the fire and locked your door so you couldn't get out.
I believe the Octopus Band is responsible, all right, Speed. But locking my door did not keep me in my room, for I have a sliding panel between it and the laboratory for just such emergencies. I saw that the fire was beyond my control, and my telephone wires had all been cut, so I hurried out to get the fire department. There was some delay, and by the time I returned, I found Speed in the hallway.
Well, we were all lucky to escape without injury. Well, that fire certainly wrecked our headquarters here in Hong Kong, Ying.
Yes, it is too bad. All my equipment gone, but it can be replaced. Just takes a little time. Meanwhile, could we establish temporary headquarters in the home of Dr. Kingsley?
Insofar as shortwave radio messages, yes. Otherwise, I hesitate to say. After all, the little girl is there.
But if it's a secret police headquarters, Clint, Gina'd be safer there than any place else.
I'll have to think it over. Meanwhile, let's get on to the Seong Tung. Is everything in readiness?
Yes. Our men have already gone down to the dock. They left before I awakened. I gave them their orders last night. The Hong Kong police are also to be there.
Well, good. But before leaving, let's make a phone call. Hello, operator. Get me Dr. Kingsley's residence, please. It's 14 Lang Soo Road. Yeah, that's right.
Is he going to come to the dock, Clint?
No, I suggested that he remain home and keep an eye on Jean. And now since Ying's radio set is out of commission, it's doubly necessary that he remain at home. Oh, hello. Hello, doctor. This is Clint Barlow. Yes, everything's all right. But listen, leave your short wave set open for messages, will you? Do you understand? Well, that's fine. We're about to leave on that other business now. No, I'm at the Golden Lotus. I'll call to see you as soon as possible, but don't forget to stay by your set. Thank you. Goodbye.
Makes it tough to talk so if the octopus won't understand what you mean in case you should be listening, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does, Speed. But the doctor knows that Barney is the one we're expecting to hear from. I didn't mention anything about what's happened at Lee Ying's because it's better for the octopus to believe that he was successful in doing away with Ying. That was the main reason for the fire.
But supposing some of the gang saw Ying leave the tea house to call the fire department.
No one did, Speed. I'm sure of that. Particularly any of the octopus band. Once they started the fire and locked me in my room, they thought they had me trapped. There would be no reason for them to stay near the scene of their crime and risk capture.
Yeah, that's so.
You know, I've got a hunch that the octopus is moving every power he has to block us, no matter what we attempt. The fire at Ying's. And that plane that preceded Barney's takeoff this morning.
A plane?
Oh, yes, I forgot to tell you that, Ying. An octopus plane flew up to Siang just before Barney took off.
Did he see your plane?
I don't think so. It was still pretty dark. Especially from the air.
Yes, but just the same, I'd give a lot to know how Barney's getting along right now.
Bob, do you feel good enough to talk yet?
Yeah, Barney.
I had a heck of a time bringing you around. Whoever slugged you really meant it. How you ever got around getting a fractured skull is beyond me.
Yeah, Splinters did it.
Splinters? You mean that guy we had trouble with before?
Yeah, he was half crazy. Pulled a gun first. I tackled him, and after some fighting, everything suddenly went black.
Yeah, on account of he let you have it over the dome with the butt of his gun. Lucky you have thick hair, fella. As it is, you won't get a hat on over the bump he raised for several days.
Say, Marcia, what about her?
That's just what I was thinking. Splinter stopped here on his way there. We got to do some fast flying if we want to save her.
Well, come on, then. What are we waiting for?
Oh. You, mostly. You can't take a conk on the head like you got and get right up feeling ducky. Take it easy at first.
I'm all right now.
Fine. Where's your artillery?
In the drawer over there.
I'll get it for you. Here it is, along with plenty of ammunition. And here's your coat, too. I got an extra helmet for you in the plane.
Okay, let's go.
How's your head now?
Well, fresh air helps a little, but it still aches. Barney, are you going to call Clint over the radio telephone and tell him what's happened?
No. He told me I should if I ran into any trouble, but I didn't want to let the octopus know just what's happened until we've gotten Marcia. Here we are. Climb in.
Seems strange to see this plane on land after seeing it come down on water.
I put the wheels down when I spotted that other plane beside your house. Didn't want to take time rowing ashore while he was visiting you.
You knew it was an octopus plane?
Yeah. Yeah, but he surprised me when he sat down here. Thought he'd go right to where Marsh's hid out. Here's your helmet.
Thanks.
Are you all set, Bob?
You bet.
Then here we go. We're off. Now, which way?
Due east. I was very careful to spot landmarks on the way back here yesterday.
You think you can recognize them from the air?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Let me know if I get off the course.
You bet. I hope that my head's clear enough by the time we reach the place that I'll be of some real help to you.
Don't worry about that, Bob. You want to do some real hard hoping. Hope that Marsha's still there by the time we land.
Open up! Step on it!
You are Splinters?
Yeah, yeah. Where's the girl and what are my orders? Hurry, I'm being followed.
The master is waiting for you. He would speak with you.
The octopus? Is he here?
No. Come. See this high-frequency set?
Oh, you mean it's on? He can hear us talking now?
Yes, Splinters. I can hear you talking. What did you mean when you said you were being followed?
Why, nothing. I'm just nervous, I guess.
Don't lie, Splinters.
All right, I am being followed. When I went to Gilmore's shack, he was wise to me. Grabbed my gun and almost got it away from me. But during the tussle, I slugged him with it. When I got free of him, I was just going to shoot when I hears this other plane.
What other plane?
Barney Dunlap's.
Dunlap? What did you do?
I saw him land and started coming on the run, so I got out the back way and took off while he was inside with Gilmore.
You mean you left Gilmore alive?
Well, I don't know, Octopus. I hit him hard.
But you did not shoot him. You failed, you fool. You left him there to tell what he knows to Dunlap because you were afraid of the secret police.
No, I wasn't afraid. But I didn't want to stay there and maybe get caught. Then I couldn't have come here for the girl.
You were afraid, Splinters, and you know it as well as I. Now that is all done. You have another job ahead of you, Splinters. The removal of Marsha Winfield.
Well, but listen,
and if you fail in this, you think you've known terror during the past few weeks in my torture room.
No, wait
but
a minute.
Let me assure you that you have experienced nothing. Nothing, do you hear?
No.
If you fail me a second time.
I won't fail. I won't, honest. My flop at Gilmore's couldn't be helped. I didn't know Dunlap was after me. I never seen him.
Silence. Suit.
Yes, master.
Bring Marsha Winfield from her hiding place.
Immediately. Come.
That can't be the same girl I saw.
Oh, yes, Splinters, it is the same girl.
But she looks like she don't know what's going on.
She doesn't. She's drugged. You'll have no trouble with her. I am the one you must answer to.
Yeah. I'll do the job right. But where do we go?
Give Splinters the written orders of the map suit.
Yes. I have them here in an envelope, complete.
Let me see where I'm flying.
No. You have no time to study my orders in the map now, Splinters. Take Marshal Winfield and get to the plane as soon as possible. Then, once you are in the air, you will see where to land to refuel and the course you are to follow.
But give me just an idea where I'm heading for.
You know what you are heading for if you fail me.
Yeah.
Suit. Remove all traces of the van from the hut. Hide this high frequency set in the usual place.
Yes, Master. The place shall be deserted.
Good. And you, Splinters, get Marshal Winfield into the plane and take off immediately. You are flying into Tibet.
Tibet?
Yes. Meanwhile, I shall rid myself of Speed Gibson and Clint Barlow. At last, I have separated my enemies. Now I have them exactly where I want them.